Welcome to America Tonight. As you know, the focus is Hurricane Sandy. My own family in some brutal situations. My mother, just 40 minutes outside of Atlantic City, had to be evacuated. So we'll talk about that coming up a little bit later in the show. But right now, we've got Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News with us. There was nothing going on in Washington today. Everything was shut down. Hey, Victoria, how are you?
Well, I'm okay. I'm waiting for my power to go because we've now got the sustained winds tonight with gusts going up to 70 miles an hour, and that's going to be all through the night, and then winds all day tomorrow. And it's just no way that you're just not going to make it without your power going out. It's just not logical. So it's just a question of when, not if.
Yeah, so what's like kind of the feel in D.C.? Were people running out to the markets and doing the Home Depot kind of things that other people were doing around the country, or no, it's a little different?
Oh, yes, that started. Well, I started on Wednesday because I read about the storm on Wednesday, and I thought, this is going to be a mega storm. I'm getting prepared before everybody else does. So I started on Wednesday. Other people started to cotton to the storm on Friday. And Friday, things started getting really crazy in the stores. Saturday was insane. And then Sunday, strangely, I actually needed to get some last-minute things, and I was in a upmarket grocery store about 4:30 on Sunday, and it was really quite quiet, and they still had stuff. And I think it was because people had just finished or they'd given up. They'd just given up.
So you're not surprised, this has thrown a monkey wrench into politics because of some of the areas where they were supposed to be campaigning, both Obama and Romney, and I'm sure that's part of what everyone's talking about. We've been talking about that on America Tonight.
Very much so. President Obama, very early this morning, around 6:30, made the announcement, his campaign did, that he was not going to be going to a rally in Orlando, Florida, even though he'd flown down there. He flew straight back and had a briefing in the Situation Room and then spoke to the nation from the briefing room, which I'll talk about in a minute. Mitt Romney didn't change his plans. He was all set to begin his first event of the day at a high school in Ohio, actually. And then his advisors said they were worried about what one called the, quote, split screen problem, unquote. You know, images of him rallying supporters against images of devastation along the eastern seaboard. So they scrapped that, and then they also have canceled events for tomorrow. The Obama campaign, of course, has also canceled events for tomorrow. So they've both canceled events for tomorrow. Now, we don't know what goes on as far as Wednesday, and they've both got surrogates going. They've also canceled fundraising on the East Coast and are urging people to give money to the Red Cross instead.
Wow. All right, but yes, that's so smart because, we don't know what the ultimate damage is going to be, but we're certainly seeing it already, the crazy flooding in Manhattan, the Battery Park, the tunnels and whatnot closed there, and the effect just along the entire eastern seaboard, certainly. You don't think there's any chance? Somebody asked me this last night, and I said no, but you never know. There's no way this election gets pushed because even if there is a cleanup mode, still there'd be at least a week in between, right?
I don't think it gets pushed. I think because it's a fairly fast moving, it's not a fast moving, it's a very slow moving storm, but because it's going to be basically through, I don't think it does. Cleanup will be going on. There will be possibly some polling places without power, but apparently I've heard people saying that there are batteries for some of these voting machines, or people have got generators. But I've also heard people say that they're going to move polling places, and I think that is actually problematic. If people think they know where their polling place is and then it gets moved, so that's problematic. Mm. President Obama did say over the weekend that they very specifically said, we don't anticipate that at this point affecting Election Day, but we're obviously going to have to take a look. So he did very specifically say that. He was asked one question at the briefing today about the election, because of the briefing he spoke strictly about the storm and about telling people to evacuate and don't ask questions, and just it was very, very strict storm briefing. And he said in answer to that question that the focus is on families and first responders and the economy and on saving lives. that's the first priority. And he said the election next week will take care of itself.
Yeah, and pretty much that's a smart play on his part. And I guess the Republicans now are kind of saying the same thing. Am I right?
They are now.
Yeah, now they are. All right, I hope your power doesn't go out, Victoria.
It's a nice hope.
I hope you have candles and you have flashlights, right?
Candles, I've got flashlights, I've got little storm lanterns, I've got everything.
Perfect. So you are prepared to hunker down, and maybe if the power doesn't go out, you get to watch some Tube before you crash.
That's what I'm hoping. I watched 2 episodes of Homeland today, and then I'm going to catch up on some other stuff, too.
Woohoo! Homeland! We're big fans of Homeland. Matt Johnson and I here. Yes, I love it.
Love it.
Yep, last episode was good. We don't want to give it away. Victoria Jones.
So exciting. Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, power and keeping it on is the name of the game. So many without power. Nearly 3 million people so far, that's the estimate, could be a little bit higher. In Manhattan alone, they're talking about 670,000 people without it. My mother in Philadelphia doesn't have power in the particular section where she is in the Northeast. And a lot of people are telling tales of the same thing, seeing transformers explode or poof, all of a sudden, boom, boom, out go the lights. And it was that mad dash that Victoria talked about to get supplies. If you got there in time, you got enough flashlights and things that you needed should you be in this particular situation. We talk about it all the time, that emergency preparedness. Now it's kicking in for a lot of people. It's unbelievable, the wall of water that we've seen. Battery Park in New York, crazy to watch people and some of the reporters be awash in water, waist high as it lapped up over the embankments. And at one point, a buoy in the Hudson recorded a wave of over 32 feet, just over 32 feet. So as expected, Sandy is ripping apart New York and New Jersey. So far, at least 11 deaths in the United States can be pointed at this storm. Several of them related to tree limbs coming down because that was one of the biggest concerns, the high winds, not just the water, but the high winds and all of that combined, and then the electricity going out, too. One of the worst storms that we've seen in a long time on the East Coast, I can liken it to the 70s and a hurricane named Agnes that I was involved in as a small kid. All airports closed. British Airways is saying, forget about it on the Eastern Seaboard. Nothing is coming in or going out. And it's going to be like this for a couple of days. And then the cleanup process certainly will start. Let's hope more people are saved than stuck, and then less people being found as the 11 people so far, which is, of course, always the biggest thing, the loss of life. So we're not surprised that we're talking about this here on America Tonight. And we're going to continue to do that, give you some more stories from the storms. You may be listening. You might have a story. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're going to kick it to the other side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Get past the people, get past the system, man. Get on top, get on top, get on. I want to get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. The good foot. Run down the good foot, don't think out. But so the people I know never get to mind.
America Tonight's version tonight, because of course everybody wants to know about Sandy. Even if you're hanging on the left coast or some of the nooks and crannies in between, you've been watching the weather coverage and you may have family living on the east coast, so you're seeing what they're going through. New Jersey really thrashed, one of the worst hit spots, Point Pleasant, any of those coastal areas. Of course, they evacuated the casinos and the Atlantic City Boardwalk. I was talking to somebody earlier in the evening, they were saying how some of the planks had come up from the boardwalk, but it looks like most of it survived. How it will look when daylight comes could be a little bit different. Most of the people evacuated. That was the key thing. Governor Chris Christie pulled no punches. We let you hear that on a previous show and said, it's your fault if you don't get out. I'm not sending people in to get you. I'm not going to risk lives to come and get people when they know they need to get out of the low-lying areas. And what we saw from Irene from before, we're very aware of what's going to happen here. And as expected, it has happened. At 7 o'clock East Coast time, the National Hurricane Center did stop classifying Sandy as a hurricane, but it still had an incredible punch. So you had subways and bridges. They were all shut down. Streets were quiet. Gusts of wind just flying over hundreds and hundreds of miles. The problem is the things that I was talking about in the beginning, the limbs, the trees, all of that, because of the damage to power lines and then live wires and water, and what a disaster that can be. There was a moment in New York where so much of New York is dark, most of Manhattan, where they had the University Medical Center that they had to evacuate about 200 patients because they say due to the severity of Sandy and the storm surge, they had to transfer them. They couldn't have them stay where they were. They were too worried that there was no way. They had flooding that was possible in the basement. They didn't have it then, but they were worried about it. They had the backup power on, but they were concerned about the power situation, which is always the deal. I spent some time when I was a kid in Hoboken, New Jersey. I had a college roommate that lived in Hoboken, and it's a great city where you just look across and boom, there's Manhattan. You get the best view. And a lot of kids coming out of college, a lot of young families live in those waterfront area of Hoboken because they can take the path and go right over to the city. They have 50,000 people. They had to evacuate people from that area because it was so bad in Hoboken. And the story is being repeated over and over again, especially in waterfront areas. Some of those places were the hardest hit. And the transformers going off and the firefighters having to try to fight these fires with these high winds. As I said before, 670,000 New Yorkers, which may even be more, don't have power. Con Edison is trying to get it back, but you know how that goes. There have been other people from other states who have volunteered to come in and help, and they're trying to do that. Here's an interesting thing. When you think of New York, and you think of what people do when they panic about a storm, maybe they're alone, maybe they're elderly, maybe they have something else going on. The New York mayor's office says that the 911 dispatchers got about 10,000 calls every half hour. 10,000 calls. I mean, you know, just start multiplying this by the number of hours the storm's already been going on, and that's absolutely, incredible. The danger with the water, with the power lines is this. The story about the woman who died of electric shock about 8 o'clock, and the reason why she stepped into a puddle. When she stepped into a puddle, of course, the wires were down, and then she was electrocuted as a result. And this was one of the big worries. This is why closing down the streets as the direct hit was coming in on so many of these towns. Water getting into the subway system from the East River, pumps pumping to get the water out. That's why the subways were closed. So there's no doubt this was the smart thing to do. One of the very first things I said when we opened up the show was the water levels in Battery Park, which is on the lower tip of Manhattan. To give you an idea, you're talking about where you would get, if you are listening to me in Missouri, you're listening to me in Illinois, and you make a trip to New York, and you want to see Lady Liberty. So you're getting on a ferry to go across to go and see the Statue of Liberty, or even to go to Ellis Island, you would go to Battery Park and take a ferry over. That area just covered so much in water, it rose to 13-plus feet as of 9:30 in the evening. Of course, now a lot of that's receded, so that smashed the record high of over 10 feet, which was set back in 1960 during another hurricane, Hurricane Donna. And, you know, the history, the records, of course, they're being shattered. I don't think that's a shock to anyone. It's the things that are happening with trees and lines and life-threatening things that are so scary to so many people, the high winds. And then there is the damaged crane. I'm sure many of you have seen this. If you have not turned on the tube and you don't know what I'm talking about, there is this crane that's on 150, it's right next to 157 skyscraper in Midtown Manhattan, right? And in the afternoon this happened. In the afternoon, the crane that was inspected, what ended up happening because of the winds is it started swinging. So you think of the danger to that, to the people in that building. You think of the windows, all that stuff, and how scary this would be, just the crane dangling off this high rise. And it had to be evacuated. In fact, 15 high rises had to be evacuated because of this partially collapsed construction crane above New York City. Too dangerous with what happened with the crane. And all day long, that was part of the story until all the water came in. A place that many of you may have visited as far as shore towns go, it's pretty well known in northern New Jersey, Seaside Heights, New Jersey, totally underwater just before 8 o'clock, going all the way up to most front doors. A 50-foot piece of boardwalk was described as being ripped up and floated away, just floated into the bay. And these are things that we're hearing in all of the coastal areas, different things like this where the water has risen. And with that surge, and then you wait for it to recede, and then it moves on and goes further inward. Closer to where I grew up, Cape May, New Jersey, Atlantic City, Cherry Hill, then Philadelphia, same thing, power out. All the flights have been canceled, and very scary in Atlantic City. Smart that most of the people got out of there because the Atlantic City was just whipped and battered like you wouldn't believe, starting much earlier than some of the other places that I mentioned. You got 6,700 National Guard plus troops who are out in seven states because of the hurricane. 61,000 others are also available. And let's hope that most people, like I said, we don't know. I mean, why don't people evacuate? Can anyone answer that question to me? Why don't people evacuate? I saw this, and I've talked about this before, when I was in Santa Barbara, California, and covering fires. I couldn't believe how many people wouldn't leave. It made absolutely no sense to me that you would risk it, especially when you had this much warning. All right, coming up, my cousin's in New Jersey. We're going to talk to her about the conditions in Morristown, not too far away from Atlantic City, very close to Philadelphia. Plus, we'll let you hear what the senior VP of electrical ops at Con Edison in New York has to say.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice choice is clear. The Unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
What's starting to happen in the East Coast, especially in New Jersey and in New York. We go to my cousin Jen Lorenz. She's a nurse at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. Luckily, she's not on duty now. However, some of the other nurses had to really pack up like Nanook of the North for fear of not being able to go home. I'm certain of that. I was talking to Jen earlier in the day, and she mentioned that. Jen, what is the nursing staff doing there? Because, of course, you've got sick kids, and you got to be concerned about that. So did literally people kind of move into the hospital, or what do they do?
Yeah, well, I left this morning. I had a shift last night until 7 a.m. Some people came in Saturday or Sunday evening, anticipating trouble getting there on Monday morning. So they come in later and they sleep there overnight. So they're there for the morning shift. And then a lot of nurses that were leaving on Monday morning that had to come back in for their shift on Monday night, they slept at the hospital as well. So they don't have to leave. And a lot of people now that just got off are also staying there. So if you don't have to come back, most people will try to get themselves home, but if you're back in for another shift, you just sleep at the hospital and stay down for a couple days.
Yeah, now you have three children in there. I would imagine school's been canceled. We're saying 2 million plus. Are they out of school for, are the girls out of school for 2 days, 3 days, or what is it?
Yeah, it came yesterday. They sent out a notice that they were canceled for at least 2 days, and then they would see how the rest of the week was going to go. They've already, in my town, postponed trick-or-treating until Friday.
Mm.
So I guess they're anticipating a lot of downed trees or power lines, and they don't want the kids out there.
Yeah. The Morristown, New Jersey, by the way, is where Jen lives. And Morristown is, what would you say, 50 minutes or an hour from Atlantic City?
Probably. I think it takes us about an hour and 10 minutes to get down there.
Yeah, and people are seeing this. You know, people are listening to America Tonight across the country, and they're, what they're seeing on the tube is a lot of Atlantic City and reporters being covered, you know, above their waist in water when they're on the main street and it's on lockdown there in Atlantic City and they cleared out the casinos. So what's it like in Morristown? Are there high winds? Is there a lot of rain? What's happening?
The rain is not so bad. It's not like soaking rain where, you know, everything is getting flooded here. It's a lot of high winds. And Morristown is an old town, and we have really old big trees. My whole backyard is full of trees. And it's not, they originally reported that it was going to be sustained high winds. It doesn't seem like that, but there are, like, large gusts of winds, and they're coming pretty frequently. And you just look out in the backyard, and you see these trees that are three times the size of the house are just shaking back and forth, making their way to the house and back. So it's a little scary with all these big trees around here. There was an emergency vehicle out on my street a little further down. I think there was a tree down there, but so far I am surprised we have not lost power yet. I'm not complaining, but it seems a lot of people around the region have lost power, but we haven't yet.
Yeah, and so to get ready for this, I could imagine only that you had a long honeydew list for my cousin Kevin. Did you send him out getting boards and flashlights and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, he had all the flashlights. We didn't board anything up. His main job yesterday was to dismantle the trampoline. He took down the enclosure because, you know, you see videos of trampolines flying around. And there's actually a video or a picture on Facebook. Now, it's made it all around the region. It's been on the news where there is a trampoline literally sitting on top of the power line.
Wow.
But he, you know, he took down the trampoline and put some topsoil down to hold down the base and, you know, brought everything in. And, you know, around here, the stores have been a little crazy. Like, there was not one flashlight at Home Depot. And, you know, everybody's out of water and milk and muffins.
And muffins. How about what's in the neighborhood? Because I can imagine, so the streets, a lot of the streets are closed off and work has been shut down and bridges and that kind of stuff in New York certainly were shut down. So what are these guys doing with all this time on their hands? I heard they were having a hurricane party. Is that right?
Yeah, a little earlier when it was still lighter out, Kevin and a couple of the guys from the neighborhood were in another neighbor's garage. Drinking beer, keeping an eye on the trees for the rest of the league. So they were out there keeping it safe, you know, doing the tough job.
There you go. Well, it's good that you're able to relax and be there together, because who knows what happens in the next day or two as the storm even gathers more strength. Jen, be safe, and thanks for coming on ATM with us.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
All right, so that's Morristown, New Jersey. You heard that conversation there, her concerns about the trees, which has been echoed everywhere, and there have been people that have been killed because of falling limbs, and the power outages. John Milksad, who is the senior VP of electric operations at Con Edison in New York, with the 670,000 people at least without power, talked about this.
At no time were any workers trapped in or on top of the building. This will be the largest storm-related outage in our history. This will be one for the record books. We've got an estimated 670,000 customers out of service.
All right, 670,000. That is a big number. 3 million plus, though, across the board without power. Bud in New Jersey. Hello, Bud. How are you faring?
Oh, hanging in there, Kate. Yeah, your cousin is right. Exactly. You know, the gust of wind, the rain, you know, like it wasn't a heavy downpour. The city of Camden did have a few power outages, like the lights blinked and came back on. But 30th Street that I see on patrol division is Admiral Wilson Boulevard that got flooded again. Out toward Collins Woods out there flooded. Toward Santa Minson, you know that area, right?
Yeah, Kate? Yeah, very well.
Yeah, up near the river, them roads get flooded pretty bad. I got a call from my cousin from Wildwood in Cape May, and they're wiped out, you know. I mean, they're not there, but one of their friends is a cop. They had to go in there, and a lot of boards from the boardwalk came up, just like Atlantic City. The boardwalk in Atlantic City is from Bailey's Casino down. They don't know how much damage. It just keeps on going down, damage, you know, on that. Medford Lakes, some of them lakes are in one of the road now that I was told.
Wow. Yeah. And I, that area is, as you know, that's exactly Bud where I grew up. I know it well. And for people listening, as Bud pointed out, you think of Cooper River, the rivers, the Schuylkill in Philadelphia. And when you have rivers and lakes and all that, that just adds to overflow and potentially dangerous situations. I think the thing is, Bud, the power. And what's this going to look like when there's daylight? What's that going to look like for everybody when they're outside and they're looking around, seeing what's blown away, especially Atlantic City? Atlantic City, I think there's going to be a lot of damage in Atlantic City.
There is going to be, because my sister works down in Atlantic City in a casino, and she was told not to come in tomorrow. She don't know when she's going to get back, probably Wednesday maybe or Thursday, because there's a lot of damage around the casinos and the boardwalk, and some of them streets are flooded. It's when you have the full moon,
yeah,
and then you have the hurricane, and you had high tide around 8 o'clock, plus you got the head-on collision with the hurricane coming in. So that's
wow.
It's a big mixture right there with the Back Bay and the ocean meeting together in the city.
Mm.
That's where all the shore points.
Yeah, that's the thing. What's gonna happen to some of those historic areas? When I heard about Cape May, I was so worried how it was gonna get thrashed around. And it sounds like a lot of the places survived, though. You know, Bud, for people listening, that's where Lincoln even went on vacation there. Abraham Lincoln. They had those widow walks. They had those big old Victorian houses where the women would go out and look for the men coming home from sea out on the top of their homes.
See, Cape May used to be, years ago in the 18th century and all, was a whaling community,
mm-hmm.
where the sailors used to go out and get whales and all that. Then later build the Victorian homes, and that's how you have things today, what it looked like back in the 18th century. You know, that's how Cape May was formed. It was a whaling community.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. The outermost tip, the Cape May Lighthouse in New Jersey. If that's the furthest, all the way down. Wow. Bud, please stay safe and keep us up to date, okay?
Yeah, I do that. I was called in, you know, being a retired cop, they finally called me back in to give my hand out there in the streets.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
I'm in and out all night, too.
Yeah. Yeah, let us know what you see. Let us know what you see. Call us back again tomorrow and let us know what it's like a day after this hits and then recedes. But stay safe, in the meantime, because that's the thing. I think some people have that false sense of security. I guess that's all I could point to as to why somebody would not evacuate. I just don't get that. I understand about wanting to keep your house and all that other stuff and being worried, but forget it. I would bolt immediately if it was this serious. And it was. In some of these areas, it was just that serious. All right, if you have any stories to share, please do. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. What about the election? We'll talk about it next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, approved. fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. Sleep and keep grinning.
So we've been talking about Hurricane Sandy. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I realize many of you not directly impacted by the storm, but you could be, depending on what happens with the election. The hurricane will probably impact, at least in some way, 60 million people in New York. They're talking about the fact that 37th Street all the way down to the tip is dark. So if you were to look across at New York, it is, you can't see, there's hardly any lights in that area. It has to be a very strange and scary feeling, which is why so many people ran out and got flashlights and whatever they needed, because they realized there was a great chance they'd be without power. And then the worst is it's cold. So this isn't like the sweltering heat, which can be equally bad, but there's ways to cool off. We're talking about temperatures that are really cold, and then you add the water in that, and you add also the darkness, and when is the power going to come back on, which it could take a week plus. Remember Irene in Connecticut? It was awful. People waited, in some cases, 14 days, 2 weeks, to get their power back. And with this amount of people without power, it's going to be disastrous, to be sure. But if you were trying to cruise around Atlantic City, if you're trying to cruise around Atlantic City, forget about it. But if you were also trying to cruise around Manhattan, that's not happening. Try hailing a cab, right, Mayor Bloomberg?
stay off the roads. You getting stuck just keeps the emergency vehicles from getting to help people. Please do not drive. We have now sent a message to all taxi and limo and livery drivers to get off the roads immediately. As I said earlier, the time to leave has passed. Do not go outside. It is still very dangerous.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. Anybody deciding I have one foot in and one foot out, shame on those people, because they should have evacuated. The danger that they would present to the crews, that would be the thing. Matt, you and I were talking off the air, and I asked you, would you evacuate? You've seen the video and what obviously some people would be going through. Would you even hesitate to evacuate?
I would not. I would pack up. I would go to some other area which was not being affected, stay with either like friends who live over there, or get a hotel room, something, and just hole up and watch some TV, get some coffee, maybe a couple drinks, and maybe some room service. Hang out. I'm not messing around.
I wouldn't mess around either. Irish coffee, some nachos, I don't know.
See,
I
that
agree
just sounds
with you.
Good. That's the proper storm. Now, how do you wait out a storm?
Right. How do you wait out a storm? I don't think you try to wait it out in your house, especially when it could be floating down the street.
Right. And then the water comes in. And then, I mean, it's just there's so many bad things that can happen. Why risk it? You know, I don't understand. I would definitely leave.
Yeah, I don't understand. The variables, that's the key. We saw that with New Orleans. And, of course, there with the Lake Pontchartrain and what happened with the people who were ultimately flooded out. But there is the example. It doesn't matter how it happened. It wasn't specifically the hurricane. It was related to the hurricane. People crawling on roofs waiting for people to save them. I mean, that was awful. Didn't we all learn a lesson from that, from watching Hurricane Katrina? Different situation. However, the results of people being trapped, horrible. Now the number has been beefed up to 5.3 million people without power across 11 states.
I was just going to say, it just kind of popped up here with New Jersey has 2.1 million people without power. New York had, the number just flashed across, it was 1.5 or 1.7, I can't remember. But there's going to be a lot of people without power. And they're also saying, too, because of the tides, that the tides are going to actually go down tonight and then increase again in the morning. And you could see water levels rising again, like around, I don't know, afternoon in the morning.
Oof. Oh, that's awful. And I'll tell you what, and Matt, stick around for this, because I think the boneheaded move of all, however, even with people not evacuating, is the two idiots, sorry, I got to call them idiots, the two crew members who were missing off of the North Carolina waters when the ship sank, the HMS Bounty, which was a historic ship that has even been used in a bunch of different movies. This is a famous ship. Now it's gone. It's sunk. You had crew members who they know what they were facing, right? So they decide that they're going to, it becomes a real life drama, basically. They decide that they're going to abandon ship about 90 miles off Cape Hatteras in North Carolina. You know, the waves were 18 feet high. The winds were 40 miles an hour. You had the Coast Guard trying to rescue them. Two lifeboats were out there. They saved 14 people who were stranded in the ocean. But two people are still missing, and the ship is gone. The ship has sunk.
Yeah, when I read that story, I was just like, "What? Who made that decision?" Because it was a crew.
Why would they sail it?
Because it was 14. Think of people were rescued, so two are still missing. One of them being the captain.
Right.
And they said that the captain's wife was also part of this. Said that he had known about the hurricane, made the decision anyways, and was in contact with the National Hurricane Center, trying to avoid the hurricane. You just cancel your trip. Cancel your trip. Do it another time. I'm sure, you know, you could wait another week, and then you could sail down there fine. Like, I don't understand why you had to do that at this time.
I don't get it. Now, somebody who has sailed, I've sailed small boats before, and I know you can make the argument about not having it docked and get a direct smash of the dock. But I'm sorry, trying to step off the boat and versus trying to sail in a hurricane, you cannot convince me of this. I mean, you can't convince me of this.
Another new report here, just to update people. The southeast area, by Appalachia, Kentucky, West Virginia, that area is getting hammered with snow. They're reporting 10 to 12 inches of snow right now.
Wow, so on top of everything, you know, the cold, that's got to be awful. This superstorm really is a terrible, terrible superstorm. And who knows when it's all said and done how many people will have died from this. I hope it stays at the lowest number possible. 11 is the number that we have now. 11 is the number. And Sandy just packed an incredible, incredible punch. The president canceled the things that he was doing, of course, because of the hurricane. And Mitt Romney moved in a different direction, too, because certainly you don't want people out. You can't do it. You couldn't have rallies on the East Coast. They knew that. That wasn't that was smart to move it. Whether or not the election is altered in some way, I'll be curious to see what happens here. By the way, Romney has a 7-point lead over Obama electorally. Some people are saying that, you know, the polls are different across the board. One of the latest polls I happen to look at showed Romney ahead in Ohio, and we know that that's certainly a battleground area. Without a doubt, Ohio is a must-win for Mitt Romney. The Rasmussen Report poll shows that he's ahead at 50% to 48%. It is in that 4 points margin of error, however, so that's toss-up territory, as they say. 18 electoral votes, that's considered to be vital on Election Day. That's that whole thing about history and winning Ohio and all that other sort of stuff. And we know the number is 270. So dancing around Sandy will be big for politics since the election, or Election Day officially, is next Tuesday, and we had early voting affected by this, you know, for so many people. So many people were hit by Hurricane Sandy.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.